We are here post ticket stock. If you came out and said hello, we love you.
Thank you.
If you didn't say hello, we love you.
Just like, for being there.
We had a good time.
With a line to just be in Monty's presence was at times out the door.
Minimal.
Unbelievable.
Out the door. It was really, I will say, number one, I love when Monty gets the attention. It's like a double.
Yeah, I'm sure you love it.
Well, it's a double because, one, I just like that Monty gets love. I just like that people love Monty in general and that they're going and showing.
Well, maybe that'll keep him alive one more day.
Yeah. But then, as we're watching you do that, as we're watching you, like, get very genuine praise from people, because everybody that talks to Monty, they are very happy to talk to Monty and just want to let him know how much better he makes their day and weekend.
Life.
And then life, and then me and Ham are just rubbing our hands over there.
Yeah, luckily, if either of you are in eyesight, I don't get to appreciate everything they're saying.
Because I'm signaling, like, wildly swinging my arm, like, hey, it's happening.
Or you're taking a photo of me.
I've got a lot of pictures. The only things I have pictures of from Ticket Stock is Monty talking to fans.
And occasionally, he'll be like, oh, this is DJ, or this is Ham. And it's the most nonplussed, like, oh, that's what, who are they?
It's like you said, the walls are gray.
Like, oh, that's okay. That's nice.
So I kept doing that to you on Friday.
Yes.
When people would walk off as we were standing there, and I'm like, oh, there's but no one ever doubled back. Yesterday, Ham and his wife were there, and someone came up and introduced themselves and said hi, and then they started to walk off, and I was like, oh, and Ham is here.
Like, I'm sorry?
And then the guy doubled back. He was like, what'd you say?
I was like, oh. Did you just say to me?
Oh. He was like, did you say you're Ham? I was like, no, this is Ham right here. And then the guy, like, meekly kind of, yeah, put his hand out. He was
Hey, man. That's cool.
And it was as awkward as I loved it to be. It was amazing.
All right.
So there was also one lady. I know I told you this. I don't know if I've told Ham this one. That came up to me. And I think she'd had a couple of beverages. They were available to purchase, I believe.
SP1s will do at Ticket Stock. It's a great place.
Why not? Why, you know, you're there to party. So she came up to me, said a couple of nice things. And I guess it was like a compliment sandwich, you know? Like that gets some taught at, you know, management training classes. So she engaged in the worst compliment sandwich I think I've ever got. So she came up and was like, oh, you know, I enjoy you talking about basketball. I like that you're working during the day now. I would never F you.
Oh, my God.
But you're also really funny. And I was like, why?
You didn't have to say that.
Why the third one? I didn't ask you to.
I think it's good she laid all her cards on the table. Right.
Listen, but I was never going to bring that up with her. Like,
listen, I love you. I think you're great. I'm not going to have sex with you.
I will not physically engage you.
I'm going to give you some compliments. Don't interpret that as sexual relations that I'm willing to have with you.
I will listen to you on the radio from a 50-mile radius.
But you have great content. No sex. Content is what I want from you.
And I was like, there's a reason that, like, I don't approach a lot of ladies. I get, you know, the fear of rejection. Now I got to fear it just approaching me without me even trying.
You're going to wince every time somebody walks up to you and be like, man, I really love your work.
Yeah, as if my fear of ladies needed to be, like, reinforced anymore. No.
Maybe we take this a step further. Maybe the P1 men qualify every time they talk to you as well.
Whether or not my chances are to have sex with you.
Just everyone let Monty know where he stands with them. In that regard.
Like, I had kind of assumed that was the case because she was a woman.
Yeah, like, but
historically speaking,
feelings
I have a huge data set that says that's probably going to be the case.
But since she was drinking, she probably wasn't telling the truth.
Ooh, interesting twist. Although, she was looking for you to be a little more forward and
pull her
in close.
I don't think so. She was there with her husband, so maybe that's what it was. Was, you know, taken.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Did she give you definitely a good little wink afterwards?
No, she was very matter of fact on that point.
But she loves you or work.
And that's what bothered me too, was I was like, I feel like if I was going to have a chance to settle down with a woman, it might perhaps be someone who already has preconceived notions about me, and a lot of them are normally positive. But now if you're telling me that this person who likes these other parts about my personality
like
is now
him.
Also saying, no shot, Beto.
Loves him, loves him to really a point screwed. To where she'll come up to you at an event and
oh
talk
my God,
to you.
You're the best.
And just pray, shower you with praise.
Be, don't have sex with me.
Yeah, if I just like do the finger like me and you have yeah. a chance and she starts puking. Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, I'm glad that
happened. It was good to be knocked back to earth a little bit.
You do make a good point, though, of if you are single and a member of the ticket, that is the pond you want to be fishing at, is ticket stock. You got some booze. You got some performing up there, like Deddy, for example.
Sure.
Why'd you single him out?
I'm just...
Why didn't you sing out Lando or EA?
Why don't you sing out Lando?
Yeah.
Lando!
The reason why I single Deddy out is because he's got that singing voice. And he's performing up there, and right. there was definitely...
He has talent, Lando doesn't.
He could croon some underwear off.
You don't have to say that Lando doesn't have talent.
Dump all this.
Much like with Monty's situation with the P1 women. Sometimes implying it is okay, we could just operate under that assumption.
I've been drinking this morning, I'm sorry.
But Deddy, I would think, would be out there just like...
Slaying.
Line forming just to... Yeah, just to engage him after singing.
He's 56 and
their undergarments.
Gorgeous.
I mean, maybe that is the case, and we just didn't see it.
So,
I mean,
Deddy,
I didn't follow Deddy around.
We actually did follow Deddy around after ticket stock.
Boy, did we!
Because we went to a little bar restaurant place after.
Okay.
And there were a couple of the ticket people there. Matt McLaren was there, and at one point in the evening, a table of women slid a note over to Matt. And asked if he was single.
Hey now.
Okay.
So all of us were real nervous, like, oh my God.
Like we're in sixth grade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, do we just leave? But Matt just walks
Circle
over.
Yes or no?
Yeah. Matt walks over and he's just talking to him and they're just chatting and it's like, you can see them, but you can't hear what they're saying or anything. And you look down, go back to my extreme fajitas or whatever I was eating. And then I look back up. Old Deddy's right there, got his arm around Matt, and he's trying to chat up all these ladies.
Hey, just trying to get a little rebound or extra. Maybe there's...
Did I hear you're single?
Oh, I don't know. I have an amazing singing voice.
I'm trying to impress them at the bar.
I just wanted to test it. I just got done performing. Yeah. I want to see if I still had my voice.
So. I still do, and it's still amazing.
Boy, it's good. I was not expecting it to be that good. So I left.
Oh, barkeep, I'll take the tilapia.
And the glasses all shatter behind the bar. And yes, Deddy has replayed this scenario in his mind, there's no doubt. And then he's carrying a woman out over each of his shoulders.
Oh, my God, he knocked her out?
No, like just carrying them.
Okay.
Not knocking them out. But I left before they did, so I don't know if maybe... Maybe something happened. I don't know.
Should we give him a wake-up call?
No.
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 I think that's okay.
We'll let Daddy rest.
Yeah, get some liquids in him.
Yeah.
Refuel.
He probably lost a lot last night.
From the singing.
Maybe no.
The crooning.
No.
Maybe that woman.
Oh, you are steering towards
maybe that
sex.
Woman yeah. that said okay. that Justin was disgusting. Yeah. Maybe she, maybe right. Deddy is
you don't
is
have
more
to drive the nail completely through my heart.
The woman that was completely repulsed.
What if she walked up and said, I don't like any of your work, but I will have sex with you, but you're terrible.
Yeah,
I would prefer that. I mean, at least from one person.
All right, that doesn't make sense. Like, you put way
not
more,
everybody.
You put way more work into your radio craft. You should want people to appreciate that more.
I'm not saying I want that from everybody, but there could be one person.
Just one.
Yeah, it's all I need. That'll last me for years.
Years.
Yeah, because I'll think back on it. Never wash my hand.
Oh my God.
All right. It's 9:29 here on the ticket.
Why just hand stuff?
I'll never wash this stump again.
Okay, all right. That's too far.
We'll get back into the gross stuff we did at ticket stock later on in the show.
I mean, great song.
There's like three songs playing.
You don't know why that was playing.
Oh. Less great song.
Corby Davidson.
DJ?
Gosh, I think he's right.
This is Share and Believe.
Yeah, I think it was Corby. But I'll say, Corby since you put the thumbs up. So I was about to change.
This also was almost my hype song.
Again, not going to say that Corby took this the questionnaire with too much respect if he picked Share, Believe. All right, I'm going to pick another song here and close that one out. Which Ticket team member said this song was their favorite?
Ham. Mino.
DJ.
I would say me, but
you know what you did, so you wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Mino? I don't know. Mino?
That is incorrect. It was Donovan Lewis.
Oh, you liar.
No, it was Mino.
That's all Pierce right. the Veil.
One more song here. Bruh. Yeah, which I'd never even heard of that band until Mino brought him up to me. Who said this song gets them hype? Maybe for a workout, maybe for lovemaking, who knows? I don't even know what this is. We'll let it play for a second.
You'll know in a second.
Remembering Lacey, how her smile would make you smile.
This, of course, an ode to the dead Lacey Peterson.
Well, not just the dead Lacey Peterson, her dead child as well. Her dead unborn child.
Gordo?
DJ.
Nope.
DJ.
It was DJ.
Oh, man. You're horrible.
This was DJ's hype song.
Yeah. When I was getting ready to go out to the mound. And I'm just nodding along with my headphones on. It's like, I wonder what he plays.
He didn't want
death metal.
So
or,
Mariano had Inner Sandman.
This was my walkout.
He
has yeah.
Remembering Lacey, huh?
And then the whole crowd is singing along to the chorus in unison as I'm warming up. It's a beautiful spectacle.
All right, a couple more here. Which Ticket team member said their goal for 2024 is to stay active and improve their well-being?
God.
It's a respectable goal.
Generic.
Ham. Travis.
DJ.
DJ Lando.
I don't know how we do it when one of you is right. We'll go. DJ was right.
Yeah!
Was
Lando.
Damn it, Lando.
What was it? What was it again?
To stay active and improve his well-being.
Stay active.
I don't know what that means.
Sounds like a writing an essay at a Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Like, what are you going to do this week? I'm going to stay active.
Two more here. One.
Keep my mind off things.
Their goal for 2024 to try about 900 beers.
Oh man!
Who could this be?
DJ. Matt Birmingham.
Matty Beers. Matt. McLaren.
Oh.
That is correct. Give them the ding. And our last one here, which ticket team member said this was their hype song?
So nobody took it seriously, is what you're saying.
I did, but I didn't realize we were doing bits.
Isn't it rich?
This is Judy Collins, Send in the Clowns.
Ham.
Yes, Ham.
Gordo.
Hey, DJ. I forgot who it was. DJ Gordo.
That is correct.
I
Gordo's
did see that one. Yeah.
In the Clowns. All right, there's a little Fun with Ticket Stock. Coming up next, more Fun with Ticket Stock. I mean, it's something I began many years ago.
No, it's such a lie. It's worse that you lie about it.
There's no reason to let up in 2024. If anything, I need to do more.
Not, I think his was hookup.
Yeah,
with an animate object.
Yeah,
This is going to be the
a
year.
Person animate object. A person animate object.
Oh, no. We stopped after.
I'm not talking about a salamander here. All right. So, I have some questions for you boys. I'm going to ask you to, I'm going to give you an answer, and you have to tell me who this belongs to. So, we start with which ticket team member. Now, unfortunately, this was only for full-time members. But which ticket team member in 2024 said that their goal is to win the Heisman? The lofty goal.
Ham.
Is that you buzzing in, or is that your answer guessing
yourself?
I
don't know what the format for this game is, so.
You can both just explain. Give me your answer, and then I'll tell you who's right.
Give me Corbs Davidson.
DJ?
Give me Don's Lewis's.
You're both incorrect. That is one Craig Miller.
Oh, he's not going to win a Heisman. What is he talking about?
But he's setting a goal for himself. If he gets most of the way there, like if he just wins the Biletnikoff.
If he just plays D1.
Or yeah.
If he starts a game this year,
quarterback. Wins the Doak. That's a pretty reasonable thing to obtain.
Don't call it the Doak.
Yeah, what's the qualification for being the Dope Whopper winner?
The Dope Whopper winner.
Being the best running back in the nation. Okay. I'm going to play a song for you. Who said that this was their song that they get hyped to? Oh, I should plug it in here.
God. No, we can just hear it through the microphone like that. That's also good.
No, we're not lowering it like that.
Jesus. Oh. All right, watch him. Anyway,
you can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's. This was their hype song.
Bitch girl.
Rich girl. This is if Mr. Quack transitioned. Anyway, this is Hall & Oates' Rich Girl. This was easily visible for all of you to see as you just walked by probably 100 times that ticket stock.
I mostly was just looking at mine, my own one. I'll say Sean Bass. Sean Bass.
That is a great answer. Sean Bass.
That is correct.
Look at that.
Sean Bass, apparently his hype song. A song that gets him ready. Like, if he was in college football and he was trying to get the rest of the dudes ready, he'd play that song right there. All right. Our next question
as
here.
His teammates are looking around like, this guy for real.
Which ticket team member said chicken fajitas are their most favorite food?
Ham. George.
DJ, you don't have to. I know who you are. You don't have to say your name. It's all right.
Well, I want to buzz him before he could guess.
DJ. You're both going to answer.
DJ. George.
That is correct.
He loves fajitas.
Put that one on the tee, I think. He loves him specifically chicken fajitas.
Well, and he's...
Dude, chicken is great.
I mean, he's even on air debuted his plans for...
Reinventing fajitas.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a reason we call him the fajita messiah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He likes to spread the gospel of chicken fajitas, which...
We don't just hand that title out lightly to
you
anybody.
You gotta earn it. Yeah, it's not something that you can just take.
Fajitas.
All right, which ticket team member said that their goal for 2024 was to get back into playing sports?
What? DJ.
What?
Mino.
Ma'am, I buzz in for you.
I want to say...
Buzz in.
Buzz in?
By the way, we can be an answer as well.
Ooh.
I'm not saying vote me on this one, but for future ones.
Well, yours was to hook up... And his was the smoke.
Good goals.
What was the question? I already forgot. I'm sorry.
All right, Ham, you lose.
Damn it.
DJ, that was not Mino. That was Ryan Baldwin. Old Baldy.
He's full-time?
He liked to... Right. Not only is he full-time, but he wants to get back into playing sports. We are not going to use this segment to kick our teammates in the ball. So.
Oh, yeah. What's the...
What are we... I mean,
what's
all,
the point? What are we doing?
Here.
What are we doing?
We're all teammates. All right.
He's setting this up so we can
keep
the first
ticket
ball.
Team member said this was their most hyped song?
I mean, great song.
There's like three songs playing.
You don't know why that was playing.
Oh. Less great song.
Corby Davidson.
DJ?
I think he's right.
This is Cher Believe.
Yeah, I think it was Corby. But I'll say, Corby since you put the thumbs up. So I was about to change.
This also was almost my hype song.
Again, not going to say that Corby took this the questionnaire with too much respect if he picked Cher, Believe. All right, I'm going to pick another song here and close that one out. Which Ticket team member said this song was their favorite?
Ham. Mino.
DJ.
I would say me, but
you know what you did, so you wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Mino? I don't know. Mino?
That is incorrect. It was Donovan Lewis.
Oh, you liar.
No, it was Mino.
That's all Pierce right. the Veil.
One more song here. Bruh. Yeah, which I'd never even heard of that band until Mino brought him up to me. Who said this song gets them hype? Maybe for a workout, maybe for lovemaking. Who knows?
We'll let it play for a second. You'll know in a second.
Remembering Lacey, how her smile would make you smile.
Remembering this, of course, an ode Lacey, to the dead Lacey Peterson.
Well, not just the dead denied. Lacey Peterson, her dead child as well. Her dead unborn child.
Gordo?
With DJ.
Nope.
DJ.
It was DJ.
Oh, man. You're horrible.
This was DJ's hype song.
Yeah. When I was getting ready to go out to the mound, and I'm just nodding along with my headphones on, it's like, I wonder what he plays.
He didn't want
death metal.
So
or,
Mariano had Inner Sandman.
This was my walkout.
He is remembering Lacey, huh?
And then the whole crowd is singing along to the chorus in unison as I'm warming up. It's a beautiful spectacle.
All right, a couple more here. Which Ticket team member said their goal for 2024 is to stay active and improve their well-being.
God.
It's a respectable goal.
Generic.
Ham. Travis.
DJ.
DJ Lando.
I don't know how we do it when one of you is right. We'll go... DJ was right. Yeah. It was Lando.
Damn it, Lando.
What was his, what was it again?
To stay active and improve his well-being.
Stay active?
I don't know what that means.
Sounds like a writing an essay at a Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Like, what are you going to do this week? I'm going to stay active.
Two more here. One.
Keep my mind off things.
Their goal for 2024, to try about 900 beers.
Oh,
who
man.
Who could this be?
DJ. Matt Birmingham.
Matty Beers. Matt McLaren.
Oh.
That is correct. Give him the ding. And our last one here. Which Ticket team member said this was their hype song?
So nobody took it seriously, is what you're saying.
I did, but I didn't realize we were doing bits.
Isn't it rich?
This is Judy Collins, are Send in the Clowns.
Ham.
Yes, Ham.
Gordo.
Hey, DJ, I forgot who it was. DJ Gordo.
That is correct.
I
Gordo's
see that
song
one. Yeah.
Send in the Clowns. All right, there's a little Fun with Ticket Stock. Coming up next, more Fun with Ticket Stock.
It is Work in Progress, DJ Ringenberg, Justin Montemayor, Matt Birmingham, Connor Travis, the whole gang is here. One more hour before we send you off into your beautiful Sunday. We'll have some brunch coming up in the next segment, but right now, we got to get back to some fun at Ticket Stock, and we do that via Ham Radio.
Ham!
Sponsor.
Sponsor.
Never.
Never.
Never a sponsor.
One day,
Shout out to Never, our sponsor for today.
Dude, make it a great day. Shopnever.com. They got all...
Never.com, never.com, that's never.com.
Promo code the ticket. All one word.
Promo code ham radio. / never. I'm sure we say this every
sentence.
Year.
What? I'm sorry?
Continue.
Flying real close to the sun, young man.
Continue.
Did you say lap grown testicle?
No, I did not. Continue, yeah. Sir.
I wish that's all he said. He said way worse.
I'm sure we say this every year. And I'm sure if you listen back to us, we would say the same thing, which is the same thing as I just said
but
earlier.
But this year we mean it.
But this year...
Yeah. This year is different.
Mullen & Mullen Ticket Stock 2024.
Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2024. Is how I like to... What I like to call it.
Yeah.
The best we've had.
We're not a general practice.
Yeah. Pound for pound, best ticket stock. I was on the board for Friday's shows. We had Mike Madonna's on the air. That was great. We had Brett Lashley of SMU football on with the Sweet Spot.
We had Rhett Lashley on.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Y'all got his brother?
No, we didn't have Brett Lashley. Brett Ashley.
And then Letterman Ashley is the third. They just call him Let.
And then we had Mark Madano.
It was Cooper, actually. Bingo.
That is...
But not for me. Saturday, I got my chance to go out there in person. Had myself a great little time. Some highlights for me include...
You walked in there with a tiny little kid's sippy cup.
Okay, so I went and I got some chicken for lunch.
Yep.
That might come as a shock to people.
I was gonna say, I mean...
But my...
Also put on a goal, shirt that day.
My goal for 2024 was to eat more chicken.
Yeah. We did see that, yeah.
Yep. Heard them.
And I knew I had a big day ahead of me. Didn't want to fill myself because I knew if I ate too much food, I'd have to take a nap later.
So a nice fried chicken lunch to last you through the whole day.
I mean, the kid's size.
Yeah, I got kid's size, and I got clowned all day.
And then 9 ounces of not watered down Dr. Pepper.
And then you clowns are walking up to me like,
there's no way there's still liquid in that.
You were nursing that tiny kid's cup.
It's
for
a sippy
hours.
Cup. I was sipping out of it.
Like an 8 ounce cup. Like a tiny, like a comically small cup. Like the Dixie cup.
Yep. Right.
You know my sipping skills, Mr. DJ.
No, what does that mean? No, I don't.
When we were at the Hardline Stars game for the Normathon.
The Hardline played the Stars?
No.
What? Norm doesn't work here anymore.
Last-ish year, for the Normathon, there was a sweet package that the Hardline had.
It was a pretty good package, yeah.
I hate you guys so effing much. And Corby bought us drinks. And I got myself a nice little crown of Coke.
Oh, yeah.
And as DJ will attest to, I sipped on that thing all night.
And
when I say I sipped on it all night, somehow I sipped it. And the ice melted to where it stayed full the entire time.
Yeah, but that's fire water. That's a little different than a soda.
And also...
I wanted to pace myself.
I think that's a uniquely poor example to use because I don't think I was at that.
Oh, you were?
So I think you're just making...
That was probably... I think that was Mino when he...
Crap, that was Mino.
So...
Well, firsthand, you got to see my sipping skills. Man, Mino does know my sipping skills.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We'll call him.
Trust me.
Get Mino on the phone.
But that was, yeah, a big topic of conversation was the fact that you brought in 9 ounces of Dr. Pepper and made it last 6 hours.
We had tubs of free sodas.
Yeah, we had drink vouchers.
Well, I made sure to water up. I drank Waddies before I went on stage because I'm not going to get dehydrated and pass out.
Yeah.
That would be
you probably should have just had water as part of your normal diet. Yeah. I'm glad you drank a little bit before.
Tomato, tomato.
Just mix it in. It's good.
Yeah. Some fun moments for me, though, throughout the night.
Okay.
I attempted to get people to recognize me while standing next to Monty. I might put this video out later. Lady Ham was with me, and...
She did good work here.
She did great work. I look a little different than I did when I had my photo for... What I hope to accomplish and hype up song, whatever we had in the halls.
Yeah. It was like your old top 10 photo.
It was.
Yeah.
It's exactly that.
And now you look like
the homeless
in the Blink-182 first date video where they take all the money and like dress all the homeless people up.
Oh,
and, like,
they give them
haircuts
all the money
and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, that's what you look like
wow.
now.
What a great 2000s reference.
Sick yeah. reference, yeah. man. You knocked my socks off with that one.
But I'm standing because I have a giant beard now yeah. and long hair.
Yeah, your wife.
So I attempted to stand underneath my sign
all
to
right,
get
1980s,
people.
1980s, Huber. All right.
I try to get people to recognize me because not many people were walking up to me. So I'm standing alone underneath my sign, and then people are just walking up straight to Monty, mere 5 feet away, just like, hey, man.
But never
love
after
your show.
No,
don't,
you know,
don't want to have sex with you.
It's not even that they say they love his show. They say, we love you,
yeah,
Monty.
We love you. Yeah.
It's very singular, the praise. And it feels even more, like, pointed whenever we're standing right there and they make it a point to say, like...
But I make sure to always make sure they know that you're there, too.
Oh, see, there's, but there's Ham. What?
As they're walking away.
Oh, that's nice.
Ham?
As they're 20 feet away, he'll whisper, hey, there's DJ.
That's my favorite part DJ. Of the weekend. Was always just trying to get them to come back and talk to y'all.
It's an incredibly awkward spot to be in, standing next to Monty out there, because... Do you announce...
Monty's a lava lamp.
Yeah. And do I say, hey, do I butt into their conversation and say, hey, by the way, I'm DJ? Yeah.
Like, I work on the show with
Monty,
too.
I would never, ever do that. But then if I don't say anything, I'm just awkwardly standing
and
there.
And how petty is it to be like, I'm on the show, too?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all missed
I'm a co-host with him.
Oh, y'all missed for the first time, I think, that I can remember yesterday at the end... When we're doing the, you know, P1 talks after the time wasters, this dude and a couple of his buddies came up and they wanted to take a photo, and Mino was standing there and they were trying to find someone to actually physically take the photo. And so they're like, Mino, can you come take a photo?
No. What?
Well, he
and
was
so
in a
Mino
gorilla
comes
costume
over
all night.
And he stands behind me and is like bent over ready to... And then they're like, hey, no, like, we, can you, like, actually take the photo?
Oh, my God.
And it was so awkward. And then they were like, no, I mean, we want you to be in the photo if you want it to be. And I was like, get me out of here. This is so awkward. And so then he actually took the photo. And then they're like, no, man, now you get in here. We'll find someone else. And
at that point, Monty rolled out of his chair and crawled away.
Wither out of my own skin. Oh, man.
Another fun thing we did, which was great and cool this year, I hope this continues on, is Time Waster Tryout Room was awesome. They brought out some guitars, bass, drums for the P1s to jam out to. Had a great time. I played with a couple P1s. I played with BTO. BTO was on bass. I was on drums. Jammed in there. Then a little later, I went back in there again. Because Cat wanted us to go in there, and he completely exposed me for the metal fraud that I am, as he's just doing just Iron Maiden licks that I haven't heard of. But it was great.
Cat was shredding.
Dude. Yeah, DJ didn't know he plays guitar.
Well, I've just never seen him play guitar.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Although you probably still worked at ESPN when he played a couple years ago, or a few years ago.
I mean, if I saw it, I don't remember.
Yeah, because he did a song.
I try to block Cat out as much as I can.
I tend to heed our boss's words and advice as often as I can. But he did a song with Danny a few years ago, a Metallica song, right?
Seek and Destroy.
Seek and Destroy,
which we jammed in there.
And he was on guitar.
As he still knows that solo, note for note.
Really?
Yeah, it's... pretty great to see.
What? Completely out of rhythm.
Oh, I was. Time. I was.
Well, it is funny watching Ham walk by, and it's like, what's going on in there? They're playing music in there? Is there a drum set in there?
I mean, I guess I could dabble.
Is my coat already off?
I don't really want to. As he throws his coat across the room directly onto the coat stand, like...
Hold my cup.
Are these earplugs already in my ears?
Hey, babe. Yeah. Film this.
Film!
I'm about to drum. Get this on film.
No.
Oh, great.
Had a great time doing that. Had a great time afterwards. We went to place, hung out with some P1s. We got Lando some beans.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a highlight. Do I have time to even play audio?
No, we can carry over.
Okay, thank you.
We'll carry over.
All right.
All right. More ticket stock fun. We'll play some Time Wishes audio next.
Is this Sunday brunch.
Justin and
DJ.
The Sunday brunch on Work in Progress.
Stump Center.
Or as I like to call it, Ham Radio Jr.
Whoa.
So much that I had that we had to carry it over.
A lot of good ticket stock stuff.
Because we ran out of time. But yeah, I think the crescendo for a lot of people yesterday, Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, ticket stock 2024.
Nailed it.
I think for a lot of people that go to this, the crescendo of the weekend of the ticket festivities would be the Time Wasters. Justin, the band, great as always. I believe this was the third time that they in particular have been with us. Dan, their drummer, great dude. Appreciate him letting me use his drums. Don't know if you or Monty knew this, but I play the drums.
It's all you talk about.
No, it's not.
No way!
When you're not talking about invasive insect insects
or
laying,
Batman stuff.
Laying eggs or Batman.
So,
or chicken.
I'll bring us some ticket stock offerings for us, the P1s, to hear.
Okay.
As we're the official post-game show, post-Elf.
Yeah.
For Time Wasters Audio.
Yeah, because he plays most of it.
I was given the responsibility. Well, I was also given the responsibility for the official T-Stock Audio.
Really, it just gives us less leeway to mess this up.
True.
Because he got the instant reaction. Now we've had time
to digest.
Yeah, so we have to make this good.
But our first song, so I'm not going to play the opening act because that's the one that we hear all the time. It was great.
And you weren't on it. So
I wasn't on it, so let's skip ahead to the one I was on. Our first offering, continuing our theme of 1994 Shong.
Shong?
Shong.
It was a Shong. Yeah.
Was a Shong song. This was Green Day's She, which Sean, I believe, pitched to me a couple years ago to do.
And you didn't do it.
And I decided not to do it.
Audio. Did it go louder?
What's on that bass? For a sign to smash the silence with a brick of self-control. Are you locked up in a world that's been planned out for you? Feeling like a social tool without a use. Scream at me until. Now, Sean has probably practiced this 10,000 times. We ran through this maybe once in our rehearsal, and I think he's maybe played this, 10,000 times on Rock Band with his family leading up to this.
He leans into trying to emulate Billy Joe Armstrong for sure.
Is that the right one?
For Green Day?
Billie Jean King?
He said it right, you said it wrong.
I just know more about rock and roll than you.
Speaking of rock and roll, this was mentioned before the song played. Matter of fact, it was another song that I did on drums.
Okay.
The quintessential, when you think of 90s rock and roll rock songs, this is Donovan Lewis stepping out of his comfort zone to do Interstate Love Song by the Stone Temple Pilots.
You talking STP?
STP. Let's go to the rock post. And Corby, I guess, join him.
Oh! DJ jumped on there in hand. This was a song I had no idea what it was called.
Really?
But you've heard it like a thousand times.
A billion times.
I don't even know the lyrics still.
Gotta lean into the
I said if you forget the lyrics, you should just go.
Who was on Cowbell, you said?
That was Connor on Cowbell. Now, I'm not the only musician here at the ticket, obviously.
Thank you. Two blues.
Actually, no, you did not perform.
Coward.
But our next song.
So many people were asking him, what song are you doing, bro? Like, I
get asked that quite a bit, and I felt regret after.
Like, I can't.
You should have done something.
Yeah. Well, I thought about doing Regulate, and then I saw Donovan was going to do it, and then I just backed out completely.
And we'll get to that.
One kid's make-a-wish was to come see Monty perform.
Yeah, where's Crutches?
Crutches went alive in 1994.
You weren't birthed then? When
Crutches was not.
Oh.
Crutches was alive from, like, March 2006 to April 2006, and then he died.
We got
he
burned like 8 years
yeah.
now.
He died of SIDS.
Oh, no.
But. The rare adult case of sudden infant death syndrome.
The Hardline as a crew performed a song, an Oasis song. I believe it's.
Protest.
I want to live forever.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear Davey here, but I want to highlight the backup chorus vocals of one DJ Ringenberg. Can you hear DJ's singing prowess?
It's going to be hard to tell because it was you, me, Lando, and Bob.
But I fake sung.
Oh, I was
and Lando
too.
Sounds like Lando, so you're the only one actually hitting high notes.
I can't wait to hear this. I don't really hear you though.
Right here. You hear him there?
No, I mean, I couldn't make out DJ.
Here's the thing.
I just heard.
Well, he was on the stage.
My vocals.
How can you make out with him up there?
Here's the deal. I don't want to throw the whole sound department and everyone under the bus, uh-oh. But I don't know that it was tuned properly for my singing voice.
The microphone?
Well,
just
luckily,
the whole, the send, the feed.
So I started out this segment,
you know,
by highlighting pedal.
The mix was
the
all
great Time
over
Oysters backing band, and you want to just trash the performance because you didn't sound great.
Not their performance, the mix. I just wasn't pumped up enough where I needed to be.
Well, yeah, Lando drowning you out.
We should call Killer.
Yeah, let's get Killer to respond to these allegations.
All
well,
right,
luckily now you have a good microphone. Let's go ahead and get a little redemption here.
Back it up a little bit. Let's have him do it again.
The problem is it's the day after a performance. It's
oh, and your voice is shot?
Is that why you're drinking your honey tea?
Well, I mean, have you not heard that my voice is not optimal today?
I mean... Go for it.
Here you go.
I don't remember the words.
Why you like? Well, hit the end here. 3, 2, 1.
See,
you're whispering. It didn't help anybody.
Doesn't help.
See,
God, you're the worst.
That's why they buried you because you don't have any confidence. You're Maxi Kleba.
Ooh,
been a while since we've done sports today. Bringing it back
to sports. I wish I was half of Maxi Kleba.
You also probably wish you were half of one Junior Miller, Muser Man, U2 Affectionado, dusted off the old jean, leather.
Yeah, he had kind of pleather pants jean. On. He had a headband.
Is that who he was trying to be with Bono?
I think so. Okay. Like some of his dance moves up on stage, I think those were Bono moves.
Does Bono wear the headband with our call letters on it?
Bonsai on it?
I don't know about the ticket. I bet he had a phase at some point.
Where he listens
I think
to
I've
the
seen
ticket.
Him do this act before. It's very funny. He's throwing water on the P1s, and he has George come up and sing for him.
You're not saying he's rehashing a bit, are you?
No, I'm saying it's a good character that he can recall whenever he likes. By character, I mean, I guess Bono.
Bono's an actual person.
Bono.
Well, it's just confusing, too, because he looks so much like Anthony Bourdain. So it's like Anthony Bourdain from the grave.
And
doing,
Jeff Epstein.
Doing a, sure. Yeah, doing a Bono impression.
Yeah, two deceased people doing a Bono impersonation.
Now I think about it, I think he did... A song like this, it must have been called I Will Start. Is that a U2 song? Because he did I will fart.
Something, yeah.
Maybe I will follow. So he did I will fart. And it was very funny. And he was dressed like that.
He's so Michael Scott from The Office.
Yeah. And it was funny seeing him get dressed backstage and put the headband on.
The funniest part was after he performed, because everyone was going crazy backstage. And he's like... He's like got the look like he blacked out, and he's like saying, "I blacked
what
out. Like,
what?
I don't know where I am.
Where am I?"
He,
it's a great performance.
For as much as we talk about George being like a treasure, like every once in a while, I feel like Greg has to dust it off and be like, "I'm also the treasure."
I got it. Yeah.
I well, got Junior might have blacked out. The penultimate song was awesome. Now this was Donovan. Joined on stage with friend Christopher Kid Reed, dusting off an old great Regulate.
Hey, Reg.
Reg?
Reg?
Dusting off.
Oh.
Oh. Die. A clear white moon. Johnny D was on the streets trying to assume. Search from the E so I could get some phones rolling in my ride. Just hit the east side of the LBC. From this inside of mine, it's the warm and deep. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweet. All you skirts know what's up with 213. So I hooked some left. This was awesome last night.
It was really sweet. I was out in the crowd for this, so I got to hear. Because when you're backstage, you don't hear everything great. Kind of muffled, but.
But you also get to see coworkers uncomfortably doing like the.
Oh, there was a lot of white dancing. Yeah.
It's a weird mix. Like, at one point, there was.
Stop bashing the mix.
There was a crowd of like. All right, Christopher Kid Reed is sitting here.
Yeah.
Ryan Baldwin standing here.
And here's like, the Mavs maniac.
Lando, Peyton Yeager is right here. Like, these people will never be in a room together again.
You don't know that.
It's kind of cool.
Well, it's funny because I heard also that Warren G did a Kid and Play song out in Sacramento. So the fact that it happened
McLaren.
At the same time was pretty sweet.
That actually reminded me, though, that did y'all see when Tyler Samsel, Morning Board Op, walked back with Peyton Yeager?
Yes, and I thought that it was his wife.
Everyone thought that all of a sudden Tyler...
He divorced his wife
divorced
and left
his wife
yeah.
now that he was promoted to full-time at the Ticket and married Peyton Yeager.
Well, I didn't recognize that it was Peyton Yeager. I just saw an attractive blonde woman walk up with Tyler, and I was like... I forget who I was sitting with, but I was like, is that Tyler's wife?
Well, and it's like, Tyler does have irrational confidence. Like, yeah. It's really working for him.
I mean, I know he's got game in like every other area.
Dude just slays it.
I found out, yeah, it was Peyton Yeager, and then...
And then she walked up to you and said, I will not have sex with you, which I
like,
thought was
like, you're the funniest guy
that
here.
That was assumed. That was assumed. Like, for most people, it's the unspoken agreement of us meeting each other that will not happen. That's why pointing it out was so weird.
For me last night, though, and I really wanted to do this song for a couple years, this is... And I pitched this to George. I also pitched this to Corby and especially Gordo.
I turned you down.
Yeah, you turned me down very quickly.
You didn't ask me.
Because I knew you would just be
you
a
had
bitch
one
about
good song
everything.
In you.
Yeah.
I'm
Your
good
voice
for
would be
one,
shot for like
one
48
song,
hours.
One song once a year, backup.
But if there's one song that has been ruined for me by the Ticket in a good way, it's the Chris Chris song, which is Dave Matthews' Ants Marching.
And Gordo doing the whole Chris Chris monologue leading up to the song.
We don't have enough time to play all that, but it's great.
Did George play the fiddle?
We had... No, he didn't know.
We'll give up. Can only do 5 songs, can't also
this
play
This song
the
is
fiddle.
Really hard. Not to toot my own butt, but it is.
So we played like all ham songs.
I played 2 non-ham songs on drums. Now, if there's one thing I love to do more than anything in the world, it's to immediately walk off stage and start criticizing myself for how I played.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate it. I bashed everything.
We just had Corby say, let's effing go underneath what you were saying there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whoops.
He did cuss a few times.
I didn't bleep any of this.
Corby. Yeah, well, we got
so,
it.
So,
what he does.
I'll say one of my favorite things to do to rehash that then is bash myself immediately after I get off the stage. And immediately my first thought after doing that song was not how I thought I sounded great, but how fast I went tempo wise. And it's always a bad sign too, much like how the news started last week when you start three words into the news and you immediately mess up a word and you just know it's going to be bad after that. And you resign yourself to the fact.
When the plane catches on fire when it's still at the gate.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, last night, it was, I start the song, and the second note, I already know I'm going too fast, and I'm already like, well, I set the tone, so I can't just awkwardly slow this down, and then it just sounds wonky. So immediately, the first thing I did when I came in this morning is I corrected it to make it the correct tempo. And it sounds great.
So you changed history.
I changed history.
What we heard last night.
This is tempo corrected to make it sound like the actual version.
We're going to get some sort of weird butterfly effect from him changing this.
Yeah. Remember when I did this last night? Perfect tempo?
No. I don't.
Anyways,
what if it were?
Let's hear the F word again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Let's bail out before we get there. But yeah.
All right.
That was some highlights from the Ticket Time Wasters.
How about that?
DJ selections for his favorite Ham songs.
There were so many good ones.
Yeah.
It's hard to narrow it down.
And himself. Thank you.